across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, my lovely guest here, Amir, is here. Good afternoon, Amir.
Afternoon.
And we were just talking off air, and you said you met those guys when did your first demo.
Yeah, I was doing my first demos a few years ago. I was playing all the instruments on those records, so I didn't have anybody else.
Yes,
and
I
was just walking through the halls, and I just hear this voice come up the stairs, and he was singing. I was like, I know that voice. And it was him. Him and the guitarist were on their way up to their room. I was like, God, can I get a photo with you? And he's like, yeah, of course you can. Really nice guys.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Top well, guys. Now we're going to talk about you.
Okay.
Because let's start from the very beginning, as they say.
Okay.
You are supporting Gabrielle this evening.
Yes.
At the Corn Exchange.
Yes.
And the sad news is you do have a bit of a cold.
Just a little bit.
So you're going to save your voice for tonight.
For tonight, yeah.
And so we're going to hear your new single, but we'll hear that recorded rather than you singing today, which is a shame, but the show has to go on and you definitely need to save yourself for this evening.
Yeah, my apologies, everyone.
That's all right.
I did want to play, but it's the thing, like, do you get...
You're touring a lot.
Do you give a half-baked version of it, or do you want to hear the song?
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's brilliant. So, you're touring with Gabrielle, and you're about in the middle of the tour, is that right?
Yeah, I think we've done... what have we done? Today will be the fifth of 12 shows.
Wow, okay.
So, it's been pretty full-on. I mean, it's just been totally travelling. So we travelled up the day before Glasgow, did the show the next day. The next day was a travel day to Ireland, did the show.
Oh, so you've got to get on ferries and everything else.
Did
or
the
planes
ferries
or whatever.
And everything like that, yeah.
Which, I guess with all your gear, you can't necessarily fly, can
no,
you?
No. Well, yeah. We don't have that much, luckily, but...
I bet Gabrielle does.
But, yeah, oh, God, the rig is outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks
amazing.
Good, though. Sounds great.
So you're also saying that she's really spot on.
She's just top-notch.
Yeah.
And also the songs, I remember being in my dad's car as a child,
yes.
And those records were playing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had the CDs at home, so I'm a fan of Gabrielle's before I even knew that she was touring again.
Yeah.
And then I heard a few new things, and then I got an email saying that you're opening for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that come about then? Is that because you've been, I mean, you say you were named last year as the Asian Network's Sound of 2018. That must be a really great accolade.
That felt really good. Yeah. I thought, you kind of finally... feel valued for years of work with no reward, and then you get that kind of thing.
So how did you get started then?
Well, I've always been a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, my whole life. I grew up, watching and listening to music videos and all sorts of stuff. And then from there, I just thought, I started playing drums and I started playing guitar and I started being able to construct songs and started to learn about songwriting and obviously, good and bad things that happen in my life is what I used to write about still do to this day. And as it just grows and grows and grows and you just get further and further if you don't give up. So now we're here.
Excellent. Yeah. So you write all your own stuff then?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I like to co-write with people as well because there's a lot of there'll be a lot of things that they put in the records that I would have never come up with, but lyrically that's me. I take a lot of pride in writing the words to songs because then I can sing them right.
You know what they're coming from, I guess. So what were your influences then as you were growing up?
Everyone, Stevie Wonder growing up, Michael Jackson,
I see you said you toured with the Jacksons as well.
I did. I've worked with Tito Jackson a couple of times, and I played on the same festival bill in Scotfest, and they headlined, the Jacksons headlined.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I come off stage, and it's just so weird that Jermaine Jackson goes, I love your voice. I'm like,
oh,
whoa.
Wow.
I'm like, man.
That's up there, isn't it?
Special.
Yeah.
And, like,
you
know, Tito greeted me like we were mates.
Yeah.
Because we'd... Worked together recently, just before that.
And you were saying that you play in the early days, you played all your instruments yourself on your demos.
Yeah, on the demos I did,
So do you have a band now?
No, not at the moment. I think, it's easier to tour.
Yeah, of course.
Right now at this beginning stage, solo. So I have all my tracks, but I sing live, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the dream is to have, the kind of band. I mean, Gabrielle's band is outrageous. Mm. They're so good. I constantly watch the drummer.
Yeah.
Because he is so on it.
Yeah.
And so anybody coming tonight, honestly, that band...
Yeah, and I think there are some tickets
singers,
available. So
everyone.
if anyone wants to... What time are you on tonight?
I'm on at 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah, so...
Right, so you've got to get there as soon as they have to see you. And we're going to play your track towards the end of this interview.
Yeah, cool.
So I was gonna say, you've got a new album out. So we're going to listen to the single, which is Stolen. And that's taken from your new debut album.
Yes.
That's right?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. Yeah, it's on the album. Excellent. Track 5, to be precise.
Track 5, good. So, some of the other tracks, so they're all, it's all written and done, the album, or is it,
it's
still...
It's all done. We've actually got, it's not out until May, but we have exclusive unreleased albums ready to sell at the...
So that's another reason for going tonight, then you can get...
You've got to come and pick up an album, come and see me, because I always go out the front after my set.
Lovely.
And so if anybody wants to speak to me, I'll be there.
Or selfies, or signing.
Whatever you want.
Signing their albums, yeah. Perhaps, yeah.
Whatever.
And what's the name of your album?
All or Nothing.
Oh, very nice.
And that's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah. Excellent. And so after this tour, which is it actually still goes on till... Oh, let's see. I've got... You're going on... Yeah, oh, to the 5th of April, so... But it's full on, isn't it? It's like pretty every other day or every day.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Today will be the third in a row.
Yeah.
Because obviously we had travel days from Glasgow to Dublin and everything like that. But yeah, we did Manchester 2 days ago. We did Leicester last night. And we're Cambridge today.
And all going down well?
So far, so good.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the end of this, what happens next then? You're going to release your album in May.
Yeah.
And then any other festivals you might be at or touring?
I'm hoping so. I mean, obviously, I've been asked a lot of things. Can you do this on this date, this date, this date? And I'm like, I'll concentrate on the tour.
Yeah.
And then I'll do all my emails when I get home.
Yeah.
But well, you got any gigs, let me know. But there is a stag do in June as well, because my friend's getting married.
Okay, so that date's off. apart from that date.
14th to the 16th, I can't do.
Other than that, you're open to any
other
hiking.
Than that, I'm in.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Well, thank you ever so much for taking the time to come in, because I know you must be very busy and tired
as well. It's all good. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to play your new track now, and it's called Stolen, and I'm going to just read what it says about it. It says here, for fans of The Weeknd and Bruno Mars, this is the one for you, and it's an unapologetic retro hit with albeit stunning contemporary production. So we'll listen to that, and then
that's very sweet.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, I say, for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
for having me. It's Amir and Stolen. Listen to this.
I don't know what to do, standing here with you. What are you doing to me? With your eyes telling me the truth. Now I'm giving you one of my hotel room keys. You know that you're tired of putting up a front. Yeah, I can give you everything you want. And when we go down, I'll have you looking up. Looking deep into my eyes. Looking your finger with a diamond gun. I would have thought it would have been too much. But maybe you're leaving me from the love. So let us commit the perfect crime. I'm stolen. We are long way from the bar. Less of a nightcap in my room. Look at how beautiful you are. I'm a shooting star. It's making your wishes all come true. You know that you're tired of putting up a front. Yeah, I can give you everything you want. But when you get down, I'll have you looking up. Looking deep into my eyes. Another world. The planets have lined up for you, girl.